Since the start of the recession, there's been a surge in the number of people enrolling in food stamps. With more unemployed, many are applying for the first time. In some states, you can apply online, which makes the process go much smoother. In others, lines at offices can be long. Wait times are excessive. This raises the question, well, what's happening? In the next few minutes, we'll attempt to answer this question, and we'll also take a look at an organization working to make the process easier in every state. You're listening to a special from the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement. It's 6 in the morning, and I'm sitting in my local Department of Social Services office in New Orleans, Louisiana. The place is jam-packed with people. Every seat in this room is taken, and it's a big room, about as long as a double-wide trailer. When I first walk in after waiting in line, I was given a piece of paper with the number Q68 and told to sit down. I sat down next to a woman with number Q23.
After they call your number, you just have to wait?
Mm-hmm.
Workers sitting behind panes of glass called out numbers one by one. I had a feeling this might take a while. The process worked like this. When your number is called, you get up.
Q22, 23, 24, to windows 1, 2, or 3.
Take the application handed to you and fill it out. I was asked to report my monthly wage, the total amount of my utilities and rent, and how much money I had in the bank and in my wallet. When I was done, I placed the application in a basket at the end of the room and went back to my seat. I knew I was eligible for help because of how much I was paid every month, and I had taken a survey online before I came that said I could get up to $120 for food. I waited for 3 hours. At 9, I had to leave and go to work. I'd have to come back on my day off, and as long as that was a day between Monday and Friday, when the office was open, I could sit and wait for my interview and everything would be okay. In the meantime, I'd have to do without. Obviously, I wasn't alone. The demand for food stamps is huge right now, and most states are struggling to meet the need. Karen Cunningham, research analyst for Mathematica Policy Group, explains how the food stamp system works. Federal dollars are given to states, and it's the state's responsibility to get the money in the form of food stamps out there. She uses the acronym SNAP, which is short for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Many states see SNAP benefits as not free money, but it's federal money. It's extra money coming in. They understand those are federal dollars flowing to people in the state, which will be spent in state grocery stores and sort of liven up the state economy. This is also money that they don't get otherwise. The more people they get to participate in their state, the more federal dollars come in.
So the goal of an effective benefits office is to get those who are eligible receiving food stamps as quickly and easily as possible. That doesn't always happen, since every state has a different application process, some that require more time out of you than others. There is one factor, though, that can't be ignored. The easier you make it for those people who need help to get it, the more those people will be helped. In Maine, for example, 98% of the people who are eligible for food stamps get them. That might be because they take a different approach to doling out benefits.
The first thing is, we believe that our workers are eligibility workers. They're not ineligibility workers. Not every state perhaps has that same philosophy in their design of their structure.
This is Barbara Brand-Bergen. She's head of the SNAP program in Maine.
What we do is we determine eligibility for between 20 and 25 programs with one interview. And we don't make appointments. People can walk in our door and we'll serve them within 20 minutes. We have 16 offices across the state. Now, let's assume you walk in because you can also telephone. You would be greeted by someone in reception who would obtain your name and ask you to please have a seat in a private room. With a computer, we would show you the screen and we would ask you the questions and we would type in all the answers to the questions that are required for eligibility. If you had all the information and the documentation, within a half an hour we would print off the application, have you sign it, and your eligibility will be determined on the spot. So it's really an interaction between the worker and the individual. You know, people need the response then. They don't need to be told, come back in a week. It's putting the human touch into the determination.
This isn't the typical scenario in states like Louisiana. ACORN, a community organizing group, says they're trying to help out struggling counties by conducting their own full benefits eligibility screening for members. In some states, they're working for tax preparation agencies like H&R Block to allow a full benefits eligibility screening when you file your taxes. Danae Butler of Acorn explains.
Part of the problem is that states are going through a budget crisis right now, so they don't have the money to staff the county offices. So all these people are showing up needing food stamps, and they're not able to serve them within the amount of time that they're supposed to, which is usually 30 days. This is the time, even more so, that community organizations get access to and work closer with county food stamp offices so that we can help increase participation and decrease bureaucracy in the food stamp offices, because we would like to help not only do the outreach, let people know, yes, you may be eligible, but also we'll help you fill out an application so that families are prepared when they walk into the agency. They have their application, they know which documents they needed to bring in, and so it's all that much quicker once they show up to the agency.
Acorn and other organizations are setting up these community access points in their offices across the country to facilitate this process. In cooperative states, this has decreased some of the very high pressure on benefit offices. This has been a special by the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement. I'm Julia Botero.